I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. Today, I want to talk about what I've been experiencing and observing during this COVID virus period. For the record, it is day 76 of this quarantine period for me. Like many of you, I went from panic to stillness, then more panic and a bit of depression. I'm thankful the dark and gloomy moments have not lasted long, yet I'm fully aware that there are people who may get stuck in that spot. In my mind, the visual looks like a record skipping, requiring a nudge in order to continue playing. I'm not suggesting mental health only needs a shove. I'm just sharing the picture in my head when we get stuck. That's what it looks like for me. When I look around, I see the various stages of grief alongside intense creativity, sometimes coming from the same person. Of course, this is a pure example of resilience when we can turn a crisis into an opportunity. My dear friend Bob is really great at this. He has incredible resilience, and he reminds me to look out and within to see the silver lining. The words silver lining are more popular right now than they were when the film Silver Linings Playbook came out. That was in 2012, by the way. I watched that movie again recently. It was great, not just as a fun diversion, but as an inspiration to stay open, curious, and to be willing to feel pain and work through life with that pain instead of numbing out. Beautiful things can come from that place inside of us. It reinforces bringing pain and fear along for the ride means bringing your full self as you navigate life. I attribute much of my up moments to consuming funny and serious content from films and TV, podcasts, books, and especially music. A few of my favorites include Dave Chappelle, any of his stand-up, Pamela Adlon's Better Things, a must-see, Gentified on Netflix, Brené Brown's podcast, two great books I'm reading, A Gentleman in Moscow, and Priya Parker's Art of Gathering, both brilliant and strangely relevant right now. Check them out. And my daily dose from my friend George, who plays his guitar in a series he calls Songs from the Tub. I've attended a digital social hosted by a vineyard my friend Ross owns and runs. I've reconnected with my lovely friends from my first career in the fashion industry. And I've been exploring new pathways in my work as a healer and counselor. I'm going inward, listening to my gut in order to move forward. We are all learning how to navigate new channels, technology, and sources of information and entertainment. While some of us have been working and using these digital tools, it's really great to see so many people connecting and creating new communities. If you've been listening to this show, you already know I'm big on community and connection. I'm so grateful for all of the new groups I've joined and people I've been meeting. I'm also grateful for the incredible people I know that are taking the lead to bring us together. There is so much going on in the world outside our homes. These digital communities continue to prove how united we are in our desire to come together. Which leads me to another comment I've heard a lot. Let's remember to continue to be kind and compassionate when we emerge from this. How about let's be kind and compassionate, period. I've been thinking a lot about forgiveness and the art of apology, trauma and grief and how I could be of service, new herbs and natural concoctions that support immune health, how to get the art I see in my mind onto the canvas, the love I have for humans, and especially the people I love deeply. I'm working on a meditation to share with you. I want to bring you more tools and resources to tap into. As I dig around and discover new content, I'll share that too. I invite you, as always, to do the same. And last for today, we are all a work in progress, whether exploring something new or continuing the things we love. It's a practice. Over and over, we're becoming more of what we focus on and put our energy into. Remember that. Be thoughtful with how you spend your time. Be kind to yourself and be gentle with others. Sending love. Peace out.
That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.